Kate Otten came back. He returned to practice Tuesday at the first joint session in Jacksonville after dealing with an injury, per Evan Winter at A to Z Sports, ending the absence that had swallowed the previous week of this file. 5 days later, he made the initial 53, per Scott Smith at Buccaneers.com, and there was never much suspense in that. When the team's own site framed the roster battles on Thursday, the only tight end question was the fourth spot, with Otten, Payne Durham, and Co. Kieft described as locks, per Smith. What never came back was an explanation. No outlet in the window attached an injury name, a diagnosis, or a timetable to the week Otten missed. The return itself was described only as coming after an injury, with nothing more specific attached, and that is the entire public record. Last week's episode asked two direct questions: whether Otten would be back at practice before cutdown, and whether anyone in Tampa would attach an explanation to the absence. The first answer is yes, Tuesday, with time to spare. The second is no. Nobody named it, and we will not guess at it now any more than we did then. The room behind him sorted out the way last week's reporting hinted. Bauer Sharp, the rookie doing the physical blocking work in Otten's place through the absence, won the fourth tight end job, making the roster over Devin Culp, who was waived, per Smith, and signed to the practice squad Monday, per Josh Kreisler at the Pewter Plank. The four-man room is Otten, Durham, Kieft, and Sharp. Our June case for Otten, 81 targets and one touchdown last year, real volume with the scoring due to normalize, assumed a player on the field absorbing the install, and the damage there now has a measured size, one missed week, followed by the joint practices and a full runway of game week preparation. The offense he rejoins has its own problems. Bowls, after Friday's shutout with the starters rested, per Scott Smith at Buccaneers.com. I didn't think we protected the quarterback enough. We couldn't run the ball. But Otten's part of it is back on schedule, with one blank line still sitting in the file where a diagnosis should be. We'll check back as the opener takes shape. Data via NFL Verse.